Yo, so I'm just waking up, and there's alerts on my phone from my Citizen app. If you live in a city, get Citizen. It tells you all the crimes going on around you, and it's kind of interesting. But there's a bomb at Columbus Circle, which is kind of my neighborhood. Like, it's not on the corner, but it's like a 10-minute walk. So my neighborhood's under attack. I don't know what to do. I guess I'll stay away from Columbus Circle. It's not like I have any expertise in explosives. That's where CNN is, so I don't know if they were the target. Because there was like some bomb in George Soros' mailbox yesterday, and they think George Soros and CNN are the same thing, the crazy right-wing people. But I don't want to go off making accusations half-cocked. Maybe it's just somebody mad at the Whole Foods that's also in that building. There's a number of stores in there. There's a H&M, which, their clothes fit weird, so I would be mad at that. Not mad enough to. I still shop there, so I'm not that mad at them. But I don't know why anybody would put a bomb there. Last night I did a show at this place called KGB Bar, and there was a red room. It's just like it would look just like the door from this that haunting on how on the Haunting of Hill House or some shit, whatever the name of that show is. So it was pretty creepy, but it was a fun show. You should have come. It was just a podcast. It was just me talking, but I can be okay in conversation. I'm funnier than I am on this show, which is bad. This is the worst. If you're new to this show, it's the worst podcast on the internet. Don't listen to it. But do if you want. Tennessee doctor, now it's time for the news. If you're new to the show, I don't want you. You're like, what's going on? Why is he just saying these things about a doctor in Tennessee? This is the news. I should have introed the segment. This isn't a put together podcast in that I don't intro things or myself or. You know what? Anyway, Tennessee doctor borrowed $300,000 from patient, then diagnosed her with dementia. Wow. Now there's a move. You figure doctors, you can trust them, but you can't. That's the fucking crazy thing. You could go through med school and become a doctor, like a legit doctor, and just be a total fucking scumbag, crazy person, stealing money from you, and then. That's like a good movie idea. That sounds like a 90s movie with like Morgan Freeman and like Mia Sorvino. And Morgan Freeman's trying to find out what the doctor did. And the doctor is played by not good at casting. Let's say Nicolas Cage. Let's see. White nationalist Richard Spencer accused of physical abuse by wife. Well, there's a shock that a Nazi is also a bad husband. Well, that's more than a bad husband. I'm not trying to make light of the physical abuse, but allegedly, don't want to be sued. But he's an alleged piece of shit, and fuck that dude. Let's see. Twisted fiber optic light breakthrough could make internet 100 times faster. Oh shit. Imagine if our internet was 100 times faster, because it feels pretty fast right now. I don't even know what that would be. Like 100 times faster, but I want that shit. I'm looking forward to faster internet. Where do I get that? I don't think it's from Spectrum. Oh, another reason Time Warner could be under. Someone might want to send a bomb over to Time Warner. Time Warner Cable, which is terrible, but you shouldn't, still shouldn't do any kind of thing like that. Of course, I'm not saying the cable's so bad someone should mail an explosive device. Of course not. That's wrong. Shouldn't mail explosive devices to people. I think that goes without saying. Police hunt David Schwimmer lookalike. Well, maybe it's actually David Schwimmer. Has anybody looked into that? Where has he been? Was he... I'm looking at this picture. I had to tap through. This dude does look a lot like David Schwimmer. UK police... This is in UK, so maybe he wasn't even in the country. But I say, check it out. You never know what he could have been up to. Winning ticket sold for $1.6 billion jackpot. World's largest ever lottery prize. I tell you, I had two tickets and I didn't win. But if any of you won, remember, we said we'd split it. So if you won, don't fuck around. Don't be a dick. We agreed, or I agreed, and nobody said no. So that means you agreed if you were listening when I said it. We're all going to get tickets and split it until there was a winning ticket. So I'm hoping I could use the cash. I could use $1.6 billion right now. That would really get me out of the hole that I'm in. $1.6 billion. Actually, you know, if we split it up, I could go with, I don't know how much my share would be of the $1.6 billion, but a few million really would cover me. But the $1.6 billion, then you really know you're safe. Now, hey, I can go on a vacation. Well, hope whoever won, that's a lot of money. Some of these lottery winners, they burn through it all at once. $1.6 billion. Imagine like how crazy you'd have to go to just burn through that and have nothing left. It would be fun trying. That would be part of what I would think about. Because it'd say, okay, that's so much money. Let's take this much and see how fast I can burn through it. I could do it. I don't know. I don't do cocaine. I don't go to strip clubs anymore. What am I going to do? Buy a boat? I don't even like boats. I don't think I would actually... I actually think I'd have a hard time burning through it. Be like, well, I got a bigger apartment. Like, why don't you buy a mansion? Sounds like a whole thing. And I don't like owning. I like renting. Own. Now I got to call a plumber. No thanks. I don't want the responsibility of ownership. So I would actually probably have most of that money in a savings account, and I would give it away, some away to charity. Of course, I'm a good person. The winning numbers, by the way, 5, 28, 62, 65, 70, Mega Ball. 5. What did I get? I didn't get those numbers. I got a 28. That's all I got, which I don't think is worth anything. I would be surprised if it was worth it. Because at first you're like, oh, I got the 28. And you're like, oh, nobody cares. So what do we... Okay, one more story. Charlestown Zoo owner says he's ready for war against PETA devils. Oh, what's going on at the Charlestown Zoo? A small town zoo is usually not great, you know. And I would imagine that they the care for the animal. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm making a bad assumption about the Charlestown Zoo. I'm gonna tap through. I'm gonna actually look at this story. I'm gonna do a little research. On Tuesday, PEET and PETA claimed victory after federal judge wrote the clawing of exotic cats is a violation of the Endangered Species Act. So they were I wouldn't declaw a house cat. You're an animal if you do that. You're a piece of shit. I mean, I did when I was a kid, but now you don't do that anymore. They tell you it's wrong. Don't do it. I got two cats. I didn't fucking declaw them. They got their claws. They're chill about it. When they were kittens, they scratched the shit out of me, though. So they think, oh, fuck this Charlestown Zoo. They wanted to claw a fucking lion. They can, I'm not happy about that. Fuck you, Charlestown. And you lost. So, well, not Charlestown, the whole town. Just, you know. I'm glad they're not declawing a lion. All right, that's it. I'll see you fucks tomorrow. We love you.